First up today, from Florida to Louisiana, the watch was on for Isaac. Early Sunday, this was listed as a tropical storm with wind speeds up to 65 miles per hour. But forecasters were saying Isaac could strengthen to a hurricane today, and that's when it was expected to move across the Florida Keys. Around Florida, people started getting ready for the storm last week. They filled sandbags and stocked up on supplies, things like bottled water, batteries, and flashlights. The storm's projected path showed it moving up into the Gulf of Mexico west of Tampa. That's why the start of the Republican National Convention, which is happening in Tampa, is being delayed until tomorrow. Officials are hoping that'll make it safer for delegates. Tropical storm Isaac moved across the Caribbean over the weekend. One of the countries it hit there was Haiti. Martin Savage examines the impact that the storm had on Haiti.
A machete is Haiti's answer to the problem, and almost everybody seems to have one. The trees that block the road have also pulled down telephone and power lines. We clear one obstacle, only to find more lie ahead. Water is an even greater danger, threatening to rise faster than it can run off.
You can see the water is coming down through this cut. And what they want to make sure is that you don't get any debris, the branches, the tree limbs, things like that, because if they were to clog in any way, then you've got a real problem of flooding in the community. So this makes perfectly good sense.
Then comes the flooding. Soon, it gets worse.
This is what was feared, and this is exactly what's happening. The water rushing down off the hills finds its own channel, makes its own way. In this case, it just happens to be right through a neighborhood.
Eventually, we're on the road again and make our way to Jacmel, where, ironically, the power may be out, but the city's traffic light is still functioning. We find our way to the town's two evacuation shelters.
So we're just going to have a look inside to see the conditions where people spent the night. You can see the conditions here are pretty miserable at best. I mean, there's no electricity. The only thing they can say they have is a shelter over their head. At least they're semi-dry. What about food?
There's no food.
There is food at the next shelter, two plastic buckets of peanut butter and jelly to feed close to 1,000 people. Misery is about the only thing there's plenty of.
In the Northwest Pacific Ocean, hurricanes are called typhoons. And the Japanese island of Okinawa is dealing with a massive one. In fact, officials say this is the strongest typhoon to hit Okinawa in more than 50 years. The island is used to typhoons. One storm chaser told CNN that all the houses there are built with concrete in order to protect against these storms. But Typhoon Bolivin is more than 1,200 miles from end to end. That's about 20 times bigger than the entire island of Okinawa. There are concerns that the typhoon will create huge waves that could wash out highways along the coast.